Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Sunny Side. 11 minutes gone past two. I am Gabriella. This is our final conversation for today. So let's jump right into it. So I did mention at the start of the show that I came across an argument on social media, and that's what informed this conversation we're about to have right now on this hour. Remember, you can join the conversation live on Facebook. We're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Well, you can also send us a comment on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809 0306416, and the phone lines will be open shortly because I would like for you to join me on this conversation. The numbers to call, so you can take them down real quick, 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003. You can also call 0817 923 0007 or 0817 923 0009. So there's been this argument. I actually just checked a while ago, and I see that, you know, there's been even more comments to this story. So there's an argument on social media about who has rights to a wife's money. Not in the exact sense of how it sounds, but can a wife, so you're married, you're man and wife, yeah? So is it proper for a woman to go about making financial decisions on her own without the husband's impute to her money? Perhaps she has a business or she has a job and she's making money. So that's what the argument really is about on this hour. So there was a man who came out to say that your wife does not need permission, does not need your permission to take financial decisions regarding her own money. He was addressing men like himself. And this obviously, you know, brought about the argument of, oh, that's not right, that's not true. As man and wife, it's supposed to be a partnership, a collaboration of some sort. You're coming together as a team to build a home, to build a future together. So why should one party be taking independent financial decisions away from the other? And of course, there was also the argument of, as a wife, you're supposed to submit to your husband. So if you submit in other areas, why can't you submit in your finances, right? So if you're submitted, you shouldn't be taking independent decisions. It's like saying, well, you want to change your job or you want to start a new business. You would want to inform your husband. You would want him to be part of that decision-making process. So if he can be involved in other areas of your marriage together, of your relationship, of your contract, your marital contract together, why can't he be part of the financial aspect as well? So there were just so many angles, you know, so many people came out to, you know, talk about this. But I'll just quickly read a little bit of what this Facebook user posted that caused for this, you know, this conversation. And I quote, "Your wife doesn't need your permission to take financial decisions regarding her own money. She can buy and sell land, houses, and conduct other business transactions. She may, however, choose to consult you, and she may choose to disregard your business advice if she doesn't find it viable. It's her discretion. Most of the stuff some of you love is to flex muscle on top as religious instructions, and these are just normative balderdash mixed with some, my prophet said, or my Allah said." These were his words, and I go on. "If a woman trusts you, she wouldn't hide anything from you. But most times, it is that your ego and feeling of entitlement that makes them hide stuff from you. I know a Muslim woman that bought a car for herself, and the husband stopped giving her money for domestic upkeep. Another one bought a land, and the husband insisted that she must put his name as the owner because he is the man. Please stop that entitlement nonsense. Give our women a perfect level playing ground to thrive like their mates are doing in other parts of the world. The success of our women should make us feel happy, not threatened." I'll stop there. End of quote. He did say other things, but I'll just stop there. So this is the basis for the argument. So many, I don't think I even want to go into the I don't want to go into the comments, because the comments are hilarious, right? And some very offensive. But you do get a point. There is one side of the table that thinks you should allow your wife should have the freedom to independently make financial decisions for herself. On the other side of the table, your wife should be a team player and should always seek counsel from the husband before making financial decisions, same as the man. On this side of the table, they believe in partnership and teamwork. So if you're making money as a man, you're making money as a woman, you both should collaborate financially and otherwise to move the family forward. The question I want to ask on this right now is, what are your thoughts? Who has rights to a wife's money specifically? whatever side of the table you fall under, you belong to. I want to know what you think of this. Who has rights to a wife's money? Is it the wife herself? Is it the husband? Or is it them both as a team? The phone lines are open, so let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. We're streaming live on Facebook, by the way, so you can watch us as you drop your comments on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. The story is on Facebook, so you should go on there and join us, have the conversation. So the WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello.
Please turn off your radio and go ahead.
Good afternoon. The radio is off already.
Awesome. Go ahead.
So I want to say, you know, the man that wrote that episode or something, I don't really agree with him, because in this part of the world, a woman will leave everything for the man here to take care of, even if the woman is working, making her own money. But the man that is in the house will pay school fees, feed the woman, and when the woman made the money, it becomes the woman's money, not the man's own. In overseas, when the man is referring to, if a man takes his wife to the restaurant, after eating, the wife will bring out her money and pay for what she has eaten, while the man will bring out her own money and pay for what he has eaten. But in this place, in this part of the world, it's not like that. So let them not bring what is not obtainable to Nigeria. You understand what I'm saying? So in this part of the world, a man will suffer and keep the house, pay the children's coffee. Really, you people were lamenting on gas, cooking gas. All these problems are in man's head. At the end of the day, when the woman strives to make any money, it becomes her own money. So please, let us do justice to it.
All right. Thank you so much for your thoughts. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes, afternoon.
Can you speak up a little bit louder so I can hear you better?
All right. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Awesome. Go ahead.
All right. I'm Emeka from Port Harcourt. Concerning this issue, I think first of all, we need to understand that marriage, the basis of marriage is partnership. And a man is even his father and his mother, or maybe, you know, whatever, can come in to cling or cleave to a woman and they become one. So I don't really, I think you actually have that as the basis of our argument, or, you know, sharing of opinions. Marriage should be more of a partnership. Now, when they say submit to your husband, it does not, you know, marriage, first of all, is not a union of one and half. Or it shouldn't be a union of half and half to now become one. No, I think it should be a union of, you know, the meeting of one and one to also become one. And so when you say submit to your husband, it does not necessarily mean be slave to the man. Because the mistake that we actually have, you know, in Africa is that we tend to subdue women, in quotes. God did not create a man to subdue a woman. God created man to partner with the woman. So I think when it comes to the issue of marriage, especially in this issue of finance, the woman, what if the woman has the financial knowledge, you know, that is better than the man? I'm not saying that women should just outrightly disregard, you know, if especially if the man does not really have enough financial knowledge as they do. But I think in whatever way, if they can do it in every other sector aspect, I think they should also still do it in the issue of finance. It should be all of a discussion platform. You know, probably with the man to take financial decisions, bring it up to the woman. Okay, what do you think about this? Even if the woman's opinion is not really as important as it, or even if the man's opinion is not really as important as, and when I mean important, is not really as high as you think.
Right.
You know, maybe you have a better opinion. It is your responsibility as a man or a wife to actually help your husband or your wife from a better perspective. And not just outrightly maybe going, because it caused a whole lot of issues. Not all men have that kind of mentality of partnership. You know, the mistake with Africans is we still try to around, no. I think that entitlement mentality is not necessarily right. And I think to work on it and also give women the chance to actually express themselves. And as a woman and as a lady, as a wife, please try as much as possible to reach out to your husband, no matter what, even if he's not financially intelligent as you are. Reach out to the person and also give the person the opportunity to know what you are doing, what you are doing. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts on this matter. Interestingly, we have so many comments already pouring in on WhatsApp. I'll take them shortly, but let's take a few more calls. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Hello, Gabby. Good afternoon.
You're welcome back, Chimbroma. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. This is Chimbroma. A few days ago, I think there was a conversation we had on radio here. I said women should go into marriage with an open mind, with a sincere mind, with a pure heart. You don't know what I said? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can remember vividly. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I said so. Because... her money is supposed to be our money. My money is supposed to be our money. So far as I'm concerned, in marriage, nobody should keep anything separate. This is exactly the habit of women. Let's be sincere.
The habit of women?
Oh, Gabby, if I decide to come and do a thorough cleanup in your kitchen, don't be surprised I will see where you hide some money in some old pot that you have not been using.
Madu.
No, God, we just be sincere now.
Oh, you're asking me personally?
Let me just do a voluntary sanitation in your kitchen.
That's why I reacted the way I did earlier when you said women. Not all women are the same, Chimbroma.
Gabby, let me just do a voluntary sanitation in your kitchen.
No problem, you're welcome.
I'll see where you put some money in some old pot that you've not been using.
Oh, my goodness.
Since some things will get there, you wrap there, will shock people. My money as a husband supposed to be our money. My money as a wife supposed to be our money. Nobody should keep anything separate. Thank you, Chimbroma.
All right, Chimbroma. Thank you very much for your thoughts. You got me where you said, you know, there's some women who women do that. I'm sorry, but I mean that was funny, yeah. But I think this is the first time I'm hearing it, and I'm being really honest. So the women actually hide money in pots, old pots. I mean, if you're a woman and you've done that, please call it and tell me how you pull that off. You know, what if your husband or someone in the house wants to make something and they open your pot and they see a stash of cash, you know? What happens to all of that money, you know? Wow. Anyway, back to the phone lines. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yes, good afternoon, mother.
You're welcome.
Sorry. Yeah, I think I love you so much. Yeah. If a man and a woman is married, before the woman is supposed to digest the people, you don't even need to think much about it. A wife's money belongs to the husband. The husband's money belongs to the husband. If advice is the case, which means they are not sincere to themselves. Never can a woman do anything without the consent of the husband. Okay, that person will go and do this. Who is that person? Is that person more important to him than the husband?
Mm.
I tell you, every man must learn how to deal with the wife, and the wife must learn how to live together with the husband. Period. We don't need any two words about it. Any depression there have made the marriage so miserable. Thank you so much, Uncle.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Seems like we have a lot of people who believe that it's a teamwork, you know, and a partnership as against one party versus the other. No. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good afternoon, Daddy.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yes. Gabby, there is language of partnership. If marriage is partnership, then there is also language of partnership. I and mine is not part of that language of partnership. If I had a house before I married, and I had a car, and I just married a fresh girl, fresh from the university, I don't have much. That house becomes our house. The car becomes our car. Every man should be conscious of that language, because that's where it starts from. If, perchance, you start with individualistic language like my then you're clean, that's it. But if the man is conscious to understand that having married and become one in partnership, that the two have become one, therefore whatever you own, he that to belongs to members of that partnership. And if the man practices that, the woman does not have any rights to start being individualistic. Whereas she came into that home with nothing and was enjoying all the goodies before she could afford to make money, why would she now attribute what she has to her own
self
and her own individual effort if she start making money? It is not good. A woman should get the consent of the husband before she goes into serious investment or expenditure. You know the reason?
Tell me.
You can be working across purpose. You have what to do as a man, or you're already doing something, and the woman is doing exactly the same thing on behalf of the home. There's no synergy. So much as the man will not dictate to the woman what to do, the woman should understand that everything she has, she earns, belongs to the family, and also invest that in the same direction the family is going. So I'm not, you know, this new school of thought of my money is my own is actually selfish. It doesn't promote partnership. That is my opinion.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts, you know. So again, what I want to ask really is, under what principles, really, the people who believe and function with the idea that my money is my money, your money is our money, what principles do they operate from, you know? What influences that school of thought? Even because, again, I'm judging from what you have said, you've called in, and, you know, all that I've heard so far is, look, marriage is a teamwork, you know? So if you're making money, it's the family's money. If I'm making money, it's the family's money. But there are so many people, you'd agree with me, who believe, like Timberman mentioned, who says, look, my money is my money, your money is our money. Do you think it's because of the idea of you're the head of the home and I'm to submit, so you obviously would be the one to, you know, provide financially for everything that the home needs. So my money is for me to just catch cruise and flex or do whatever, or, you know, do whatever I want to do with it. It's none of the family's business. Because the truth is, there's so many people who operate like that. There are people who, you know, function like that. And surprisingly, there are men who actually accept that kind of... I know of someone who had his wife resign from work and had her sit at home and was paying her salary. His thinking is, look, I'm the man of the home, so I should provide for my family. My wife doesn't need to work. My wife doesn't need to stress. You know, I provide. She will get paid away from, you know, monthly money for allowance or for feeding for the home or running of the home. That was her salary as a woman, as his wife. Now, she saves up all of this money and decides to start a salon. And she starts up a salon and... There really is no issue whatsoever. You get what I mean? So, again, for such a man, he believes that, look, I'm the man, I'm the one who should do the providing. Your own is to eat my money or do whatever you so please with the money that you have or with the money that you earn from your business or whatever. My job is to provide for you. You need food in the house for the kids, I provide. You need to change your hair, I provide. You need to change your clothing, you need to pay for the children's school fees, I provide. A house rent, I provide. Every single thing, I provide. So whatever you choose to do with your own money is your business. So if you choose to change your car, or you choose to buy yourself 10 different hairs, or you choose to, you know, take yourself shopping, whatever you so choose to do with your money is your business. As far as I'm concerned, as far as this family, this marriage is concerned, I do the providing and you do the eating. There are men like that, you know? And also, we already know that there are women who are like that as well, who believe my husband's money is our money. My money is my money. Don't even put your eye there, you know? So how do we strike a balance between these different, you know, school of thoughts? How do we strike that balance? Of course, this is not a question of which is right or wrong, because again, it's applicable, it's relative, you know. What works for family A or marriage A may not necessarily work for marriage B, you know, so it's quite, you know, relative. But so away from right or wrong, how do we strike that balance between these different kinds of thinking processes? We'll take a very quick break, and when we return, we'll take more calls and get on WhatsApp. Don't go away. Welcome back to The Conversation right here on The Sunny Side. This is your number one talk news and sports radio station here in Port Harcourt. I'm Gabriella. We have 25 minutes left for this conversation. The question I'm really asking is, who has the right to a wife's money? Is it the husband? Is it the wife herself? Or is it both? 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003. You can also call 0817 923 0007 or 0817 923 0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809 030 6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook, so you can go on Facebook to join our live stream. Watch us as you drop your comments at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello? Are you there? Oh, yeah. All right, do auto call back. Let's take some comments on WhatsApp now. Can we do that? Let's see. Good afternoon, presenter. Just like what Chimbrama said, the man is supposed to be for the woman, likewise the woman's own. But how can you expect a woman who married at a very young age with no savings, because this man made her a woman at a very young age, now refuse to build her up with something doing? She has to borrow here and there to start up something for herself, and this man will expect her to say, "My money is your money"? No way. Gift from Okrika. Problem. How do we settle that? All right, this here says, the woman should please use her name, because if, God forbid, the man dies, the young, the in-laws will come for her. Trust in-laws and maltreating widows. So I think you're referring to one of the things the man who started this argument in the first place on Facebook did mention about a wife buying a plot of land in her name, and the husband insisting that his name is put on the documents as the owner because he's the man. All right, this is Gabriella. As if you read my church platform's messages, we're currently paying for family weekend. So far, the men are paying double, their own and their wife's own. No woman has paid for her husband. It's supposed to be a partnership, but the women would always have their way because the female children are currently learning from their moms. Don Dada from Umuebule. Let's see. Sandy says, please ask those who are shouting a woman's money belongs to her husband. In a case of divorce, will the money come out for sharing? Women are wiser now. I see. All right. Thank you very much for that. Let's see who else is here. Okay, so let's get back to the phone lines. We'll get to the messages on WhatsApp shortly, on Facebook wrapper shortly. Let's take a few more calls before we get to do that. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Good afternoon, you're welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're welcome, go ahead. All right, do also call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello?
You're welcome, go ahead.
Afternoon. This is Mr. Kod, speaking from Keba.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Money is money, because right from outside, the way God created man and woman, say a man should leave his father and his mother and go and sleep with his wife. Both shall become one. Why if you become one person, why is it money become two? So it all should be in one, as we are one in flesh. So let all every other property become one. No need to say, my money is our money, your own is your own. It doesn't make sense anywhere. So anybody who is in that should begin to think about it. This is how God made it. So let us leave it the way it is. Thank you. That's what I said. That's what I mean.
Right. Thank you very much as well for your thoughts. So let's come on Facebook. The Humble Bishop says, good afternoon, Gabby. Since marriage involves helping each other, and partnering. Both of them have the right on the woman's money. Opening a joint account, hey, will go a long way. As for me, my money belongs to my wife and her money belongs to me too. I love my future wife. See, there is another keg of problems, or let me not say problems, challenges when it comes to opening joint accounts. You know, that's a conversation for another day. Let's not get in there. But thank you regardless, the humble bishop, for your thoughts. David Isima says, two shall be one. So both of them have a right to, you know, her money. Christopher Amadi says, it's family money, so both should benefit from it. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for that. Let's get back to the phone lines now. Good afternoon. You're welcome. Can you please turn on your radio when you choose to call so we don't have that holdback? Good afternoon. You're welcome.
This is Kingsley calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead, Kingsley.
Well, for me, and as a doctor, I believe money belongs to the both, because when the both make vows in order, they say that they are now two in one flesh, so the money belongs to you. You know, the only thing that this kind of thing play that few weeks ago between a friend of mine and his wife. The guy decided to get choir property, you know.
Mm.
He was reading, and in the, he's reading this thing. The sign was written on the document. So, his wife was like asking, why is my name not so included? And the man said, okay, just give me time away. You know, you need the papers and include your name. But because of that, the woman, she's a career woman too.
Mm.
So, she went behind to acquire her own property. And while the husband thing was going on, the man was like asking her to borrow money to me so that they can finish their building. And the woman refused. So when she went to acquire her now, she was due about 6.30 million naira.
Hmm, wow.
She came back out crying, and you know, the husband now has to find her. And find her a divorce paper. That is the end of the marriage for them.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I don't believe that whatever I have belongs to my wife, and she also belongs to me, and whatever she has to belongs, it belongs to both of us. You know, but that doesn't stop me from doing my primary responsibilities and mandates. Even if my wife do any more than me, I have to just take care of those ones, and that my primary responsibilities, like the house rent, the school fee, and the rest of. Any other thing belongs to both of us. Both are money, both mine. That's the way I see it in marriage. And that's been working out for me and my family too.
All right. So Thank you so much for sharing. Wow. Oh my goodness. I feel so sorry for that lady. Wow, you lose 6 million and you lose over 6 million and then you lose your family as well. Do you think that was a little bit too harsh? I kind of feel like that was a little bit too harsh, filing a divorce just because she went behind your back to acquire property and eventually got duped. So maybe there are other reasons on the line, you know, beneath that reason. Because, I mean, I'm thinking about it now. Anyway, you can't really tell these days because people have different deal breakers, you know, so just maybe. But damn, that's harsh, you know? Wow. All right, to the phone lines. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello? Oh dear, do you want to call back? Let's take some more comments on Facebook and we'll get back to WhatsApp shortly. Barry D. Giadom says, now both of us get time. All right. Inaderi Oposunju says, please, the wife's money is her money. If the husband wants any part of her money, he should ask politely. Religious Nigerians, if the man is loyal, he can control all of his wife's wealth. Okay, Oposunju. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome, go ahead.
Well, to suggest and to include my own this thing, what is happening in marriage is a difficult issue, because most of the time, if God bless you, he will give you a good woman or a good husband. One, if you marry a bad woman, And what is a bad woman? Any woman that is his eyes is outside. All these women that are looking for young boys, that is where they would like to say, this is my money. Whether career woman or not career woman, they will tell you, this is my money, mind their business, I mind my own. Then if you marry a man that is extravagant, the same issue outside, you will still be maintaining my woman, mind their business. You know, but in the normal way, the normal thing, the natural thing to do is partnership. Two of them are supposed to be working together to move forward. And when you see where they are not working together, they will be losing a lot of things in terms of monetary and other issues or business opportunities. Because we say, if I tell my husband now, he will not believe me. If I tell my wife now, he will not like to invest. You know, all those things make both of them to be lagging behind financially. But it's better for them to work together because the future is for the two. If one is fine missing, the other one will be in charge. So they're supposed to be working together. But if you find yourself in a situation whereby your partner don't understand you or don't understand each other, that's how it is. You see that many marriages now, it's only the children that is keeping them together. If not the children, no, nothing. Nothing more. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. We've got about 10 minutes or so to wrap this up. Let's take some comments on WhatsApp and as well as on Facebook. On WhatsApp, this says, there should only be one vision, one purpose. There is nothing like my money or her money. Everyone supports one another to achieve the family goals. Even the kids give you love that propels you. The moment you talk about my money, then the marriage is a sham. If you do not believe in the union and its vision, then get out of it. No one says you should take permission to spend your money, but both parties need to have a mental idea of what the family's financial status is. That's from Adetotun. Thank you so much, Adetotun, for your comments on WhatsApp. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, my sister, join the account with a woman. Me as a man, if I'm going out with my ATM, I'll be able to not buy anything I see. But if my wife is going out, pay her 200,000, 300,000, plus a joint account, to get it. For me, not for anybody. I cannot open joint account with my wife. To get her own. I will get my own.
Okay, so let's take the joint
I'll
account
pay money
away
for
from
her.
The equation.
For my own. My own is my own. Our own should be our own. For my career across. Thank you very much. God bless you.
I don't know. Ask a question before you go. Oh, kind of figured he wasn't the one hearing me. All right, so some more comments on Facebook. Serial Omeda says both should have rights to the wife's money. Emmanuel Daniel also says both. Mikol says the wife. Prince Eni says both, as well as Gospel Onjoku, who also says both. So husband and wife should have access to both husband and wife's monies. Let's see on WhatsApp. This says, hello, Gabriella. For me, everybody should... Oh, goodness. This comment says, everybody should hold your money. If we want to pay the house rent, let's both contribute from our monies. If we want to pay the children, if we want to pay the children's school fees, let's both contribute. If we want to buy food for the home that we would all eat as a family, let's both contribute from our monies. That way, I feel there will be peace and harmony, especially for people who think otherwise. Make a try, avoid wahala. Anonymous, thank you very much for your comments. Funny one. Hello, good afternoon.
Go ahead, Gabriella. How are you doing? Afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the fundamental problem, Gabriella, is that we are trying to live like Europeans while we are Africans. Why do I say that? Marriage is essentially, it's a relationship, it's a partnership, it's, how would I call it? It's a project. A man brings his passion, his resources and all that to the table and expects in return that element of respect and humility and all that from the wife. That was the traditional setting. But we're not just supposing it with a system that says, yes, we're equal partners on this. Yes, we're going to put resources together on this and all that. But both partners have come up through the African way in which we understand that traditional roles and expectations. That essentially is where the conflict is. Gabriela, the way things are going, marriage is going to be so alien to our environment that people will be surprised, because the man expects that the wife he marries will live in a family the way his father married his mother. Forget the normal technology things and all that. That's agreed. Everybody needs to move forward and all that. But until we go back and agree and imbibe that culture that we saw that kept the marriage traditional institution neat, intact, sacrosanct, respectable, and we want to live like Europeans, and we're just supposing every day with all the home videos and all these American TVs, we think we clearly are in for a trouble, and it's already there. It's a boomerang just waiting to explode. I just hope that people will come back to sense it.
Okay, so quick one before you go. What then is the right way for finance to be handled in marriage?
Good. A man, without pretensions to the otherwise, is a senior partner in a marriage, and one that is being seen so in a partnership. If you agree you are the senior partnership, you bring more things to the table than the other partner.
Right.
What do I mean? There are capex in a marriage. There are opex in a marriage, and people should be frank and sincere enough to know what is within the capability of each of the partners in that union. If a man is doing a nice job and all that, for God's sake, the family name, the family integrity, the family prospect and project is at stake. Who can bear the bill to bring it up? You cannot, on one hand, be hiding on a traditional, the man is the head of the house, let him do it. And on the other hand, you're now wanting to act like the Europeans, and you don't want to bring your own contribution to the partnership on the table. That basically, that is sincerity. Not openness, not openness of the marriage is the fundamental problem. Once both parties appreciate that this project, we're in this together, we need to make it work. Who has the capacity, who has the leverage, who has the resources, at any material particular to bring it for the good of the family, that's where it's going to be, and that's the way forward. So, in one word, sincerity, openness, transparency, and a clear understanding of our traditional roles where we came from.
All right. Thank you very much for putting it quite succinctly, I must say. A few more comments here and we'll wrap the conversation up on Facebook. Tonya King Humphrey Kingsley says, good afternoon. For me, I think it's family money, but the man has the right. All right. Samuel Ugbebo says, the husband. In a message, Okon says, both. All right. So we'll take a final call and wrap the conversation up. Good afternoon. You're welcome. All right, I lost that. So let's see if we can take one more call and wrap this up. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0007, or 0009. Good afternoon, you're welcome. You're my final caller. Go ahead.
I think a man and his woman should be genuine to each other and always trust each other, which makes the bond, the relationship between two of them stronger, and they should not share what they have. Thank you.
All right, what a way to wrap the show up. Thank you so much for joining me on the conversation. Again, like I said already, there is no right or wrong way to look at this. You know, at the end of the day, is what works for you and your partner, or what you believe and what your partner believes. It's teamwork. Marriage is teamwork. It is a partnership. It's a contract. So you both agree to the terms of that contract. You both agree to what works the best for you. And, you know, as long as you both are living happy and everybody's doing fine, not going behind. I think it's quite toxic and unhealthy when you have to go behind your partner's back to go buy property or to go, you know, do something for yourself. Indeed, if you believe that there is nothing wrong with you spending independently what you earn as a woman, by all means do so. But don't keep your husband in the dark. I kind of think that's a little bit unhealthy. Anything you have to keep in the dark, anything you have to hide away from your partner is a clear reflection of some unhealthiness going on within your relationship. And that's something you might want to look into and tackle. But aside that, do whatever works for you regardless. You know, that's as much as I'll see. Thank you so much for joining me on The Conversation. Let's do this again tomorrow. I'm excited. Evidently, you know, for tomorrow's show. You'll find out why when tomorrow comes. But don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms at Nigeria Info 92.3PH on Facebook, at Nigeria Info PH on Instagram, at Nigeria Info PH on YouTube as well. I'm also on social, so you can join me on social media on Instagram at Gabani. That's G-A-B-A-N-I-E. I'll be glad if you go follow and engage. I'd love to speak with you on that platform, on, as well as on where else? Oh, I'm on LinkedIn at Gabriela Anyao, so you can connect with me on there. Where else? I think that's it. So yeah, let's talk again tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Rivers Today, and right after Hard Facts. Have a great afternoon.